I know. It's here just a second ago. Well, someone must have stolen it.
Stole what? You mean someone broke into here and took something that was ours?
Rick.
What?
Shh, be quiet. The show's starting.
Oh.
Police emergency, may I help you?
Calm
down, sir. What's wrong? Sir, please calm down. Is this a heart attack? Are you sick? Are you hurt?
They robbed my house!
You're reporting a burglary.
Yes, police.
Sir, this is an emergency line. I'm going to ask you to call the police station directly at 977.
My home has been violated by some TV's gone.
Sir, we can't tie up an emergency line for one TV set.
Well, what about our microwave, stereo, computer, and the hard disk?
Oh, they got the laser printer.
Oh, they got my laser printer. Oh, my God.
No, sir, quantity does not make an emergency.
What does make one?
If the burglar were still in the house.
Linda, Julie, get out. He might still be in the house.
I'll send the car. Your name and address. What's the address, sir?
He doesn't have an address. He's dead.
Where are you calling from, sir?
Oh, my house.
And where is that, sir?
Don't you know that anyone in the crime's around at 9 Hotwell Avenue? Hurry!
Please remain calm. A car is on the way.
A car's on the way. What car, sir?
Sir, I suggest you get out of the house.
Why? I live here. Oh, my God. My feet are in my...
emergency.
I think we've been robbed.
Sir, this is an emergency police line. I'm going to ask you to call the police station directly at 977.
Well, yeah, but you see, I'm not sure if I've been robbed.
You are reporting a burglary, sir?
Well, I think so. You see, our TV's missing, but, well, you know how kids are. And my camera's gone, but I'm always losing that. And someone's written swear words on the living room wall in red paint, but it might have been the kids. I mean, they do stuff like that a lot. Maybe too much. And the house is trash, but we entertain a lot. And our back window's smashed, but Chuck threw a baseball through it last year. But, you see, the kids were out with us, so I'm pretty sure we've been robbed.
Is the burglar still in the house?
Gee, could be. Just a sec. Hey, is anybody here?
Your name and address?
Peter Wilson, 6 Hawkwell Avenue.
Peter! Cops!
Yeah. Wow, that's fast. Thanks.
Daddy, my George Michael posters are safe and he didn't touch my Depeche Mode ticket stuff.
Wonderful, Julie. Oh. Officer Harwood and I will breathe a big sigh of relief on that one.
God, my crimping iron, if you took that, I'll die!
We can tell you exactly what was stolen.
TV, VCR, CD, microwave, assorted jewelry and silverware, camera and some liquor.
Oh, you've talked to my wife already?
Nope, but after 1,000 B&Es, you start seeing a pattern. He entered through the back door?
Yes.
Kicked in the door or broke a window?
Broke a window.
Reached in and flipped the lock?
Yes.
Right. Can you fill out this burglary report and drop it off at the station?
Multiple choice?
For the computer. It speeds up the search.
I do not know the culprit, true or false.
And draw little circles around the pictures of stuff you're missing.
Uh-huh.
Serial numbers go here.
Oh, connect the dots.
Well, that traces his route through your house,
oh,
you
I
see.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Well, they got my jewelry and the silverware is gone. Oh, Rick, what are we going to
do? Okay, Linda, it's okay.
I'll need a description of each piece of jewelry, ma'am. You didn't make a home video, did you, sir?
A home video?
What?
A lot of people rent a video camera and make a sort of video tour of their house, showing everything they have, reading the serial numbers, and so on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. The video camera is gone, too.
Oh, well, honey, I have photos from parties where I was wearing my jewelry.
Oh, those would aid in the identification, ma'am.
I feel just like Nancy Drew. They're upstairs. Mommy, I found my crimping iron, and I think they took my tuba jaw.
My daughter's kind of upset, and so is my wife.
Yes, sir.
Linda's putting up a brave front, but I can tell.
Well, it's perfectly natural.
Well, I mean,
sir.
After all, they broke into our house and into our private space, and then you think about their hands touching your clothes and your papers, and you think, what if you were home? And then
I'm sure your wife will get over it, sir.
You think she'll get over it? I hate to see her all upset.
Well, sir, most people are very upset at this.
Oh, yeah?
And those that aren't usually have a delayed reaction.
Oh, a delayed
reaction. Folks are fine, and then suddenly it hits them, and they just snap. Sir.
Oh, maybe that'll happen to me.
Perhaps.
Ooh. Oh, maybe he was watching us, taking us out.
No, I shouldn't think so. Usually they just go up to every dark house on a street, knock on the door until they find one where there's no one home, and then they break in.
Without casing the place first, wouldn't he make a timetable of our movements?
Well, these people are not that organized, sir. They wouldn't do anything elaborate. They don't think ahead.
Can't even plan a simple B&E, eh? Kids today.
Well, I blame the educational system.
Or could have been one of my neighbors.
Probably some social degenerate, sir.
Well, that doesn't narrow it down very much.
Okay, I found some photos of my jewelry. You see, officer, here I am wearing the pendant and the earrings in Barbados.
Expensive looking.
Yeah. Oh, well, the pendant, that's worth a lot of money.
I meant the hotel.
Oh. And here's my necklace and my charm bracelet. Oh, Rick, I love that charm bracelet.
Yeah.
Rick, you look drunk.
Yeah, what is it? Oh, it's that cheap camera. It makes the eyes look red. Oh, I bet they stole a good Pentax, too.
Stick 'em up, neighbor.
Peter, come on in.
Hey, love the new decor. Nouveau burglary. Looks like the same interior decorator did our place tonight.
What? You were broken into, too?
Hey, it's the nation's number one trend.
Oh, Peter.
Are you Mr. Wilson from across the street?
Yeah.
Oh, how's Maria?
Upset. Oh. Kids are really upset. He smashed Teddy Ruxpin. Something I've always dreamed of doing.
We lost our TV, VCR, my tape deck.
No, you lent the tape deck to me.
I did?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I never told you.
Oh. Well, good. At least my tape deck wasn't stolen.
Well, it was. It was stolen from my place.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we lost our TV, our VCR, a microwave.
A microwave? You can have a microwave.
Well, not now, we don't.
No, you never had a
Well, just fill out this form, please.
Right, thanks.
When you folks figure out what's stolen and fill out the forms, drop them off at the station. Send the copy to your insurance company.
Okay.
Check with your neighbors to see if they saw anything unusual, and keep a close watch over the next few days.
All right.
Okay, when can we expect our things to be returned to us?
Never.
What? Why?
What do you mean never?
Well, we almost never solve break-and-enters unless someone saw them. Do you have a neighborhood watch program?
No, we don't.
Can't someone dust the place for fingerprints?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, if they're not busy with more important things.
What's more important than this?
A murder. Three armed robberies. You're living in a high-crime area, you know.
Here?
What? This street?
No.
Yeah, this part of town is the break-in capital of Canada. All you yuppies with your possessions.
Hey, I'm not a yuppie.
Well, next time you go out, leave the lights on and music. Well, better still, don't go out ever again. And you should seal up that broken window before you go to bed.
Right. They might return using the same modus operandi.
No, it's going down to 3 degrees tonight.
Oh.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Oh, God, I feel so cold and...
I think we're going to be up for a while, so I'll make some coffee.
Oh, yeah, please.
God, this place gives me the creeps now. I don't want to live here anymore.
Ah, Rick, you say that every day.
I don't feel safe here.
You're as safe here as anywhere. You're just upset. Everyone hears about bad things like crime or cancer or whatever, and they go on thinking, it can't happen to me. And when it does, they're in shock.
But we were robbed. Some guy was in here walking on our rug, breathing our air.
Rick, it happens. My philosophy is, que sera, so bloody what, I don't care. So we got robbed. It happens. It happened to you. It happened to me. A guy broke into my house, went through my stuff. Well, I was... He was in my... Huh? Oh, I have to go home and protect my family! Let me out of here!
Cream and sugar?
Yes, please.
What's Peter having?
A delayed reaction, I think.
Well, if it ain't the victim of the crime herself.
Good morning, Mr. Himmler. Gossip travels fast.
Well, now, I heard it on the radio, on the police band.
Oh?
Some nights I listen to the police band. Combat was on, but I already had that episode on tape.
Yeah, I wanted to buy...
It's the one where Vic Morrow defeats this Kraut tank. It's supposed to be a tiger, but it's just a Sherman painted gray.
Fascinating. I want to make my home more secure.
Himmler's hardware can make your home as safe as, a tiger tank. You should see Vic. He just destroys this Kraut tank. Nothing stops Vic Morrow except helicopters.
Anyway.
Okay, these are window bars. Someone tries to break through your window, you take this and you cave their skull in. Goes through bone like a knife through butter.
I thought those mount on the windows so no one can get through.
Oh, yeah, but most people never get around to installing them. They're too busy packing up and moving.
I'm not moving.
Good for you. Hold your ground. Don't give up the fort. I got just the thing for your fortress.
I don't want a rifle.
Well, how else are you going to defend yourself, your family, and your fort?
Not with a rifle.
You got to have a rifle.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Hank.
Look at this darling. Isn't she beautiful?
She?
She's a .22, semi-automatic.
No.
Great for indoors. It won't go through them and make a big mess like them bigger guns.
Hank.
Is she too big? Why, I can saw her barrel off.
Hank, I do not need her. I mean a rifle. Understand?
Oh, yeah. I know where you're coming from. You want a pistol.
No!
I can't sell you one yet, but if you wait till free trade goes through, I'm going to fill this display with them.
Hank, we do not need you selling handguns.
Well, you will if we get free trade. Those Americans are gun nuts. Like I say, you got to defend yourself. The right to bear arms. It's in our Constitution.
It's in the American Constitution.
Well, like I say, after free trade...
And it says the right to bear arms for a militia.
A militia?
Yes.
Militia?
Militia.
Yeah?
Yes.
That sucks.
You can't buy peace of mind with a gun, Mr. Himmler. Now, what else do you have?
Nothing.
Yes, you do, Hank. What have you got?
Nothing that you'd want.
What's this thing?
A burglar alarm, but it makes a big, bad burglar go away noise. You might scare the little creep or hurt his ears. That wouldn't be nice.
Let me see. Whoa. Well... And that's just the battery tester? I'll take it. What else?
You like that? Oh, I have phony video cameras that you mount around your house. It makes the nasty burglar think that you're watching him.
Oh.
That'll reform the little deviant.
That's good.
Am I getting too violent for you?
No.
Well, how about bright lights? Nah, might cause retina damage to the scumbag's eyes.
No, I could use some better lighting outside my house. Give me the lights, the camera, and the alarm.
And no gun?
No.
Not even a lousy .22?
No.
God, how Canadian. 27 million people in this country and not one Vic Morrow in the bunch of them.
Do you want more tea, Maria? Maria? Maria?
Huh?
I said, do you want more tea?
Oh, no. I haven't touched this one. Thanks, Linda.
Look, are you sure you're all right?
I'll survive. Will survive. It's the kids I worry about.
Yeah, I know. You think you can fool them that everything's all right, but they always know.
But even just telling them why we don't have a TV. Little Freddy keeps asking me why he can't watch Sesame.
Oh.
He must ask me about 20 times a day.
Well, haven't you replaced your TV set?
Nah, we're broke.
Well, what about the insurance?
Our insurance company said replace it and they'll send us a check. But we don't have the money right now.
Oh.
And I don't know where it's going to come from. Huh. How are you guys doing?
Well, I have no appetite, and Julie wants all the lights left on, and Rick spends the whole night sneaking around the house with a baseball bat and a hockey helmet, double-checking the locks.
But Peter wants to buy a gun.
Peter? Isn't he a pacifist?
Used to be. He used to be starved for sex and funny, too. Now he just sits around the house drinking beer and brooding, or he's out driving.
Yeah, well, at least he's getting out.
I don't think he's taking fares. He's not coming home with much. I think he just parks somewhere. He does that when things aren't going his way.
Ah, oh, he'll bounce back. He'll see.
Nobody laughs in our house anymore. Every day Peter'd have a good dirty joke. These days, oh, I don't know.
Rick bought a burglar alarm.
Oh. What's that?
Brandy, I thought we could use a little with our tea.
Brenda, what are you doing with a Mickey of brandy?
Hey, I take a sip now and then, you know.
But Rick, I thought he didn't, you know.
Don't tell Rick everything.
I like keeping some things secret.
Oh, when? That's fine, thanks.
Rick put bars in the basement windows. Doing laundry was bad enough, and now it feels like I'm in prison. And he wants to learn karate.
Ugh. What is it? Ugh.
Oh, I keep imagining some creep going through my drawers and seeing all the holes in my underwear.
Oh, I try and tell myself it hasn't affected me, but it has.
Yeah? Like how?
You know, when me and the kids moved in with Peter, I was so happy. I felt me and the kids finally got a home. Now I don't even want it.
Oh,
I don't like being alone. I used to love being alone. Nobody hitting on me for anything. Now it's got so bad, I actually look forward to the kids coming home from school.
Wow.
Well, I think perhaps we get a couple more chairs. Can you people slide down the couch just a bit more? Make room for one more. Yeah, right in here.
Peter.
Yeah, what?
Someone should start. You should start.
Why?
Well, it's your house.
Oh, okay. Does everyone settle down? Grab a seat. Maria, can you close the cash bar, please?
Hey, can we buy one more round before we start?
Don't worry, Hank. There'll be last call after. Is everyone set? Okay, good. All right, now you're all asked here tonight because of Neighborhood Watch. And here's Rick to tell you all about it. Rick Gray.
What?
Go ahead, honey.
Thanks, Peter. Friends, as you know, we are in the middle of a crime wave. My house was broken into. This house was broken into.
Boy, they really trashed this place.
What do you mean? I just cleaned it, you moron.
Soon these criminals will break into your homes.
What, are you sure?
Well, no, I'm not sure.
Oh, great. Start off by causing a panic.
What I'm saying is, crime is on the rise.
Last week, newspaper says crime down in the city.
Well, crime may be down for the whole city, but it's rising in this neighborhood.
By how much?
Well, I don't know.
You're a real panic monger, Gray. You know that?
Look, I got broken into, and so did Peter.
Damn straight.
And the police can't do anything about catching the thief. So we've invited you here to get some action.
Well, why? Did someone here do it?
Oh, boy, it's like murder, she wrote.
No.
I have an alibi. I was with me wife, unfortunately.
I don't think that's the point here. Peter.
Peter, could you help me out here?
Excuse me. We want to form a neighborhood watch.
Why didn't you say so?
I did right at the start.
No, Peter did.
Whatever. The point is that we have to take action against crime at the grassroots level.
All right, a vigilante.
Not a vigilante.
A militia. It's in our constitution.
No, it's called Neighborhood Watch. They have it one block down on Garloo Crescent. They all keep an eye on each other.
Huck, Fran can do that. It's called being nosy.
Shut up, Fran.
Yes, but now it's official. If over half the houses on this street join our program, we can have signs put up saying Neighborhood Watch and stickers for our windows.
A sticker on the window? Wow, that'll stop a knife-wielding hophead. I say we get guns.
Guns aren't the answer.
What was the question?
There was no question. The only answer is Neighborhood Watch.
But what is the question?
There is no question.
How can Neighborhood Watch be answered if there is no question?
There is no question. There is a problem, and Neighborhood Watch is the answer to the problem.
You mean the solution to the problem?
Whatever!
You teach science, you don't know the difference between a solution and a problem?
It's no wonder young people are turned into crime.
I blame it on the educational system.
Excuse me, can we focus on the crime rate and worry about education some other time?
Well, sure, you're the teacher.
If we work together, we can get Neighborhood Watch. Then what happens is, if there's a crime in this area, the police phone the neighborhood leader and warn them.
Ah, why him? Why not her?
Uh-oh, my darling lass is making a power grab.
Shut up, Glenn.
Him or her, whoever. Then the neighborhood leader phones two friends, and they phone two friends, and so on, and so,
so on. So the federales phone with some dope about a B&E, and then what? We catch the guy in the act?
No, the police call after the crime.
What good is that?
Well, then we take extra care so they don't come back.
Why they come back?
Well, they won't, because this is a neighborhood with Neighborhood Watch.
You did.
I think we should have shotguns.
Yeah. We can't have shotguns.
Well, we can if we form a militia.
Shotguns.
You said so.
No, I didn't say that. We have to stop crime. Yeah. Would you be quiet, please?
Hey, Rick, can I open the bar now?
Yeah, fine. Do whatever you want.
Okay, Maria, let her rip.
Unit 5504, I have a disturbance at 6 Hawkwell Avenue.
I can take that now.
Loud party in progress. The complaint came from the head of neighborhood watch on Garloo Crescent.
What am I doing here? What am I doing here? I need my head examined.
This must be an exciting place to be sometimes, huh?
Sometimes, yes, sir.
Rick. Stupid, good old Rick. Come on, Peter. The police have recovered some of your stuff. Isn't that wonderful? Let's go down to the police station. If they run my name through the system, I won't be going home for supper. I couldn't begin to pay half the tickets against me.
I wonder what they've recovered.
Be cool. Be cool. We're going to get out of here alive.
Wow, Peter. Look at the size of that policeman.
Yeah. Go ahead, wreck my day.
This is burglary.
Come in.
This is Sergeant Toggle.
Yep.
These gentlemen are here to identify some stolen goods, sir.
Thank you. You must be Mr. Wilson.
Maybe. Who told you?
Your name tag.
Oh, right.
That's your lawyer?
No, he's my science teacher. I mean, he's my neighbor. He's a science teacher.
Oh, I'm Rick Gray. My name tag's here.
I have no outstanding warrants. What I mean is we're just here with him. I mean, he's here. We're together. I didn't do anything.
Peter gets a little nervous around police.
Ah, that's okay. A lot of people do.
Yeah, Rick here, he feels guilty about everything he does, but none of it's illegal.
Good. You're cool. No one's noticing.
We arrested a fence who was trying to sell a TV that matched the description of your stuff.
Arrested? Wow, was there a shootout?
You've been watching too much TV, pal.
Not since I got broken into.
Well, I thought he got broken into.
We both did.
Oh.
How'd you get the guy?
Well, he tried to sell Mr. Wilson's TV to an antique dealer.
What'd the crook look like?
I have his mugshot in the file here.
Oh, yeah?
There.
Ooh. Look, Peter. Scuzzy-looking guy.
Huh? What? What?
Look. Looks like one of those guys who work in muffler shops.
Huh? You want to come into the property room here?
Wow. It's like Leon's Furniture Warehouse. I thought you didn't recover much.
Well, we don't. This is just a fraction of what gets stolen. Okay, now where is it? Here we go. Is this yours, Mr. Wilson?
Hey, it's your TV, Peter.
Yep. Yeah, it is. Can we go now?
Oh, as soon as you identify it.
I want to go home.
Is there anything distinctive at all about this?
Are you kidding? There's a row of cigarette burns all around the top and dried jam in the speaker hole.
Right you are. I'll get you to sign this trial form.
When will you know about my CD player or the TV?
Oh, never.
He got his TV back.
Yeah, but your TV and CD were very new. There's thousands around just like them, whereas this TV set is a 1966 Admiral. If it weren't for the cigarette burns around the top and the dry jam in the speaker hole, the antique dealer said this would be worth something.
There you go. Okay, give me a hand with the TV, Rick.
Okay.
I'm afraid the TV has to stay. Evidence for the trial, you know.
Whose trial? I didn't do anything.
Oh, stay for how long?
Well, with appeals and delays, could be 3 months.
3 months?
I can't wait here 3 months. I gotta leave, and I gotta leave right now.
We need a TV to watch hockey on.
Sorry, gentlemen. The wheels of justice turn slowly.
Okay. Gee, we gotta go now. Thanks, bye.
Perhaps you can rent a TV set for the rest of the hockey season. You know, maybe a color set like this one here.
Hey, look, Peter, this is nice.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, it's nice. Okay, let's roll, Rick.
It's
come on.
It's a big Sony. Uh-huh. You know, we recovered this beauty from a shop down on the beaches.
Oh, instant on. I like that. Peter, look at this.
I don't want to look at that. I want to look at an exit. I want to see the gray outdoors. Fresh air. No police. No tickets. No summonses.
It's awful hot in here. Are there any windows?
Your old TV takes most of the first period before the picture even fills the screen. He has to turn it on a half hour before the game. Hey, look, Peter. You'll be able to see the puck.
And this Zenith is nice.
Oh, yeah.
It's got the remote control and the built-in VCR. Thieves love these.
See why? Great picture.
Now, if you're more interested in a floor model, like
these, Rick, don't start pricing them.
What is something like that worth? I don't
believe. Oh, God, no, not now, Rick.
1,500 new, 200 from the fence.
200? That's criminal, Rick.
This is nice. Got a good
one. Rick. Look at that. That's great.
Rick, I really want to go now.
Hey, TSN, first choice. You get all these hooked up to pay TV?
Oh, Rick. Wow. You know, the kind of reception you get.
Rick.
Oh, yeah, once you get...
Rick, I
want to
get the hell out of here.
Peter?
I can't stay here, Rick. You got to help me. Get me out of here, Rick. Rick! Ah!
I've never driven your cab before. It's really different from our station wagon. You feeling any better?
Yeah, I feel a lot better. I just had to get out of there.
Did you see how fast he pulled his gun out?
Oh.
You really scared him.
Yeah.
I think that's why he gave you your TV. You're lucky. I'm never going to see any of my stuff again. Well, I hope this little episode changes your attitude about the police in this city.
Maybe. I doubt it, though. Is that Green Plymouth still following us?
Yeah? Why?
And we're so happy to see the president and owner of the Maple Leafs, Harold Ballard, back in his usual spot, taking in another Leaf game here on a Saturday night.
Oh, God, that's a first. Even for the Leafs,
I can't believe this.
Giving up four shorthanded goals in one period?
Well, at least the picture's good.
Yeah.
Way better than my old TV.
Yeah.
24-inch screen. Good sound.
No jam in the speaker yet.
Shh. Did you hear that?
No. I like the built-in DCR remote, mute volume, review, timer, stereo, and sharpness.
So what are all these buttons in this remote control do? Roo, Pal, Bal, Ack, and Tim?
Yeah.
Great.
How'd you afford this? Maria said you were broke.
Oh, this set only cost $300.
I paid nearly $1,200 for the exact same make and model a year ago.
Pays to shop around.
Where'd you go?
To a guy down on the beaches. Yeah, he was selling stuff used in his antique shop.
What? Peter, that's a stolen TV.
Nah, I doubt it.
That's a hot TV set. Peter, you don't pay $300 for a new color TV.
It's not new. It's damaged a little.
Oh, right.
Yeah, take a look. The back corner is chipped.
What? Which corner?
The bottom right one.
Peter, that's my TV set.
No.
Really? Yes.
Wow, it's a small world. Shh. Did you hear something? Maria?
It's just me.
Oh.
Give me my TV set back.
Why? Your insurance company replaced yours.
I want my set back.
It's my set. I got a receipt.
Only you would get a receipt for a stolen TV. You know the guy that sold it to you. Tell the police. They might recover Linda's jewelry. Maybe other people's, too.
Oh, how would it look? The leader of Neighborhood Watch charged with possession of stolen goods.
But this is wrong.
Well, me going to jail is wrong, too, and two wrongs don't make a right.
But you're ripping off the insurance company.
Oh, Rick, they can afford it. Their rates are legalized robbery.
Their rates are high because tens of thousands of people are ripping them off.
Then tens of thousands of wrongs make a right.
Tens of thousands of wrongs make a right?
Yeah, it's called democracy.
Oh, that's deep.
Thank you. Now, if the lecture's over, praise the Lord, pass the chips.
Here. Don't hog them.
So since I had the TV now... Maybe you can lend me the manual?
Sure. It'll cost you $900.
Oh, she's for a ripper.
All
right. Did you hear something?
Oh, jeez.
Hello?
Mr. Wilson?
Yes?
It's Police Constable Geary from Neighborhood Watch. An officer driving on your street discovered a parked car with the window smashed and the stereo tape deck ripped out.
Oh, yeah?
So you may want to alert your members to keep their eyes peeled.
Okay. What kind of car was it?
A Cavalier station wagon.
Hang on. Here, it's for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks.
Hello?
You have been listening to Those People Across the Street,
written and performed by Rick Green and Peter Wildman.